Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the gospel lesson, which has been read, especially those words, the Nunc Dimittis, 29 through 32, and especially this verse. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. This is our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dearly beloved in the Lord, the title for today's sermon is this: All In, Being Present in an Age of Distraction. Not only is that the title for today's sermon, that is the theme that I'd like to work with in 2020. For us as a congregation, I'd like us to think about what it means to be present in an age of distraction. And I'd like to talk about that because I've got a hunch that we live in a time of distraction. Whether it's the pace of life and how busy people seem to be, all the distractions of the schedule, whether it be technology, there's a whole host of issues that we are dealing with, and it's a problem. And the Christian faith is all about presence. The Bible is a story about how God is present with us to save us. And so today, as it is so easy not to be invested, not to be present, I'm inviting you to look at 2020 and spend time in prayer and meditation, asking that God would give to you, your family, and your congregation this gift: the capacity to be present. Some folk are better at being present than others. And it is my observation that much ink is being spilled, self-help books, etc., on how to get rid of the distractions or deal with the distractions and how to be present. There are a lot of practical tools out there, and I'm sure they're useful to varying degrees. What I'd like you to entertain this morning, the idea that I'd like you to entertain, is that first and foremost, our not being present isn't fundamentally a practical problem. It's actually a spiritual problem. Genesis chapter 3. Adam and Eve did not trust God's word, so they believed the lie that eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, disobeying God's word, would somehow be fulfilling for them, make them more like God. Instead, They saw their nakedness and their shame. They were suddenly dealing with themselves. And their response was to hide. God comes to walk with them. And what is Adam and Eve's response? They hide from God's presence. Even when God calls them out, as he says, "Why is it that you know that you're naked? Have you eaten of the tree that you were forbidden to eat from, that I told you not to eat from?" And both Adam and Eve start playing games of subterfuge and evasion. Rather than standing before God, acknowledging their sin, they start blaming others. Adam blames Eve. Eve blames the serpent. Not being present is fundamentally a spiritual issue. It's a result of sin. I think that's why, as a society, we're so keen on distracting ourselves. Because we don't want to be left alone with ourselves and our own thoughts. We'd like to cover up. We'd like to avoid the inconvenient truths of our sin and our fallenness. There was a comedian, I forget who it was, but he was being interviewed, and he just made this comment. He said he was in the car one day, and he started to get that feeling maybe you can resonate with, where he was just not at ease. He was alone, and the reason why was because he was in the car. There was no distractions. He was left with his own thoughts, and all of a sudden his presence became very real to him. In other words, there was nothing to keep him from being aware of himself and his life. And so he said his initial reaction right away was to turn on the radio. And he said, "You know what? No." He turned off the radio and said, "I just need to deal with it." I don't think he's a Christian, but I think he's got his finger on a real issue. That to avoid our shame, to avoid our sin, to avoid our fears, to avoid the problems around us, and rather than dealing with them, we turn to distractions. We listen to music. We watch TV. We crave things that will get our minds away from the present reality. If you can relate to this at all, then I want you to notice God's response. Look at what God does. He doesn't let us hide. He comes to be present with us. This is the Holy Spirit-filled confession that Simeon makes in the temple. He sees the baby Jesus, and he says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. Here is some really good news. God did not leave Adam and Eve alone. While God told Adam and Eve that they were banned from Eden, they could no longer be present there in paradise, in the garden, God did not remove his presence from Adam and Eve. And greater still, let me back up and let me say this. When God says, "Where are you?" When Adam and Eve tried to hide from his presence, when God says, "Where are you?" He calls them out of their hiding place. He brings them into his presence and he addresses the sin, but watch this. He also gives them a promise. He gives them something to hope for. He tells them and the serpent that one is coming who the serpent will strike his heel, but this promised Messiah will crush the head of the serpent. Then, rather than Adam and Eve having to cover themselves by their own means, God himself provides for them skins as clothing to cover their shame. So God, rather than allowing them to be disengaged from him, actually comes into their presence, and he comes in a way to serve and to care for. And that is what God is doing today. This is the this is what Simeon celebrates in his song. God has even done more. He has given to us his own son in human flesh. He is now present. God is present in a way that no mind could have ever conceived of. And now, again, God calls us to be with him, and he calls us with the message of salvation through this Jesus who dies and who rises again. God covers our shame with the righteousness of his son, Jesus Christ. For Adam and Eve, an animal had to die in order for them to be covered. For us, God's own son dies, and we are covered. We are clothed with God's righteousness. See, God's answer to our evasions is to be present in our lives in a way that we just can't avoid. And then we discover we don't want to avoid. As I said on Christmas morning, God is all in. He has sunk himself into human flesh. He has invested himself completely in all people. As we begin 2020, and as I'm inviting you to consider this theme, being present in an age of distraction, what I want you to understand, if nothing else, the simple point that I want to begin this series with is that being present is a gift from God. I'll say that again. Being present is a gift from God. See, God comes to us. He's not ashamed of us. He doesn't shun us. He comes to be with us, to heal us, and to forgive us. To forgive us of all of our sins. today. What you need to know is that you are a forgiven child of God. And because you are a forgiven child of God, that means that God is present with you wherever you go. In fact, it gets better. You are baptized children of God, which means the Holy Spirit actually dwells in you. The only person, or the only three things that want to keep you from being alone with yourself is the devil, the world, and your own sinful nature. Do you know why the devil, the world, and your sinful nature do not want you to be alone? Do you know why they want to keep you distracted? Because they don't want you to realize that you are now completely innocent before God and before all people. So that when you are with someone, you can be present because you have no sin to take your attention away or for you to try to hide from. You have nothing to fear. And instead, you have the supernatural presence, the divine presence of God with you. The Holy Spirit Himself dwells in you to empower you, to give you life, to give you hope, to give you aid for any circumstance. You can actually be present wherever you are. You can engage because God is there with you. So that's the message for you this morning. I'm not going to pretend like this means you and I are all fixed, and this week we're going to be completely present, and everything's going to be just fine. What I am hoping is that we will continue to engage with and be comforted by this truth. God is with us. We can be present. And that's good, because you know what? Your family needs for you to be present and engaged. Your church needs for you to be present and engaged. Your community needs for you to be present and engaged. And what these things need, you're able to do. Because God is present with you. In Jesus' name. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.